Well, to the teacher, you'd be a pest.
Yeah,
but
to the other kids, what do you think?
They might think he's a teacher's pet. I mean, it might appear to them that he's a pet by nature, you know, the fact that he's always right there.
What does that imply, teacher's pet?
Well, it implies to the other kids that the teacher likes that child as much as he's making it seem.
Well, sometimes this carries over into adult life, and you've got somebody at work who's always trying to butter up the boss, you know, and make him, you know, try and...
Brown nosing.
Okay. How many grades are in grade school now?
Well, in mine there are only five. So five or six.
Okay. Then how many are in junior high?
Three or four.
Okay. And how many in high school there are?
Three or four. It depends on some school districts still have it, you know, six and three and three.
Uh-huh.
And some have it five and four and four.
What do you call the place at school where they have basketball games?
The gym.
Okay, what else goes on at the gym?
Oh, they have PE classes out there.
Okay. Anything else?
They have other than the basketball games.
Yeah. Anything else?
Oh, extra? They could have like, what do you mean?
Extracurricular.
Oh, dances. They have the dances in the gym sometimes.
Okay. What do they call a place at school where the toilets are?
Restroom.
Okay. Okay, next I have a whole list of different nationalities to see if you have another name for them.
Okay.
And tell me, well, some of them are nationalities, some of them are a little different, but anyway. Tell me, well, if you do have another name, tell me if it's just neutral or if it's polite or if it's derogatory or whatever. Hey, do you have another name for Orientals?
No.
Okay. Roman Catholics?
Just Catholics. I don't know what else they call Catholics.
Okay. What about something else people might call Protestants? Especially real fundamentalist groups.
You mean another name? I don't know what you're talking about.
A real conservative group. Sometimes people look down on them. They have, you know, derogatory names for.
What, like hard shell Baptists?
Yeah. Now is that derogatory?
Not really. It's neutral, more or less, because it could, they just mean that they very rigid and stick to it, you know, whatever they think.
Well, if the Baptists themselves didn't use it, I mean, if it was a Catholic that used it, you think?
Oh, they'd probably be saying it because they would probably be in disagreement with something.
Well, in that case, would it be derogatory?
It would be then.
Okay, what about Jews?
There are probably some names, but I just can't seem to think of anything in what they call Jews.
Okay. What about Germans?
Just Germans.
Okay. How about Low Germans?